Chodesh Tov. Let's try and return to where we left off. The point we were learning the Gemara over here in Daf Yudim and Aleph. Koni Baal Ishti, Huva Achim, it's Tarpim Lahargo, Lahargo. So we have another example of Pagin and Dibura. And the Gemara over here was bothered by what's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says over here we have an unusual Hava Mina. Mao de Tema Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo Amrinan Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinan Kamash Malan. Very, very strange syntax. What exactly does that mean? We have a Havamina that a husband is not Karov to his wife. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that in the world of Krovim, a wife is one of the main Krovim. She's a Rishon Berishon. She's as close as one can get. Kiyim L'Sheiro HaKarov Elav. So what exactly was this Havamina? So Rashi and Tosfos both understand that the Havamina was that we would have a din of Hoil. Hoil, since we have over here one Haggadah, Ploni Baal Ishti, and since he is Naaman on Ploni, we would think that that Naamanus would transfer also to the wife. Komash Malan, no, it doesn't transfer to the wife, that we still have a Psula on the wife, and then we have to say Palgin and Dibura. So over here, the Yad Ramah goes ballistic in search of Havamina. He says that conventional wisdom would tell us the opposite. He ends off, Latu mishum de isit akarov v'rochok v'hadei hadadi. Simply because a person in one story mentions a karov and a rochok, teisik adatu, we have a Havamina, the nikdele the karov atu rochok, that because the rochok is Chayav Misa, the Karov will also be Chayav Misa, that we, because we accept the Eidos on the Rachok, we accept it on the Karov. Adarava, Nifter Ela Rachok Atu Karov. Our conventional wisdom tells us, Eidos Shebatla Mitzasa, Batla Kula. We wouldn't say that when you have an Eidos which is problematic, so let's take the good part of the Eidos and pull it over to the bad part of the Eidos. We'd say, take the bad part of the Eidos and pull it over to the good part, or Pagin and Dibura, but not that we'd be Machshir, an Eidus Psula, via Haggadah. It's just very, very strange. Again, it's a Havamina. But even a Havamina has to make sense. And so over here, this is where we left off. So I sent you to two Rambams that I printed out on the page that you have in front of you. It was on the page that I gave you last week as well. One Rambam, which is the... I'm sorry, I didn't print enough? No. One Rambam, which is the conventional Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yud Gimel Acha Aleph, Hakrovim Sulem Le'edus Min HaTorah, Shenemar Le'yumsu Avos Albanim, Mipi Hashmu Alamdu B'chal Lav Zesh Le'yumsu Avos Alpi Banim V'lo Banim Alpi Avos, V'hu Hadin L'Shar Krovim. That we have a din, that we have a Psul Eidos on a karov. That such an edus is an edus which doesn't get off the ground. That's the conventional Rambam. But if you look back into the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, which he wrote before he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he formulated the psul of the krovim differently. Mitzvah Resh Pei Zayin, this is the Mitzvah Lo Ta'aseh Resh Pei Zayin, Hu Shehizhir Hadayan Mikabel Edut HaKrovim Ktsatsam El Ktsasam Oktsasam Im Ksasam al ksasam, al ksasam im ksasam, v'hu amru, bring the same pasuk, lo yimsu avos al banim, banu lo yimsu al ha'avos. What's the difference between the formulation of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos as opposed to the way that he formulates the same halacha, or parallel halacha, in Hilchos Eidos? Yes, Yonatan.
In the Sefer HaMitzvos, there's an issue to Mekabel Eidos, but the Eidos is still Eidos if there was a
Kabbalah Eidos. Right. Exactly. In other words, rather than bepassel the cheftza of the Haggadah, rather than say we have over here an invalid testimony, it points out the language, at least the syntax would appear to be, that we have an issue of the dayanim being mekabel such an edus, accepting such an edus. That would already allow for Rashi, if it's an inyan in terms of the dayanim, do they have the right to accept such an edus, then we could have a havamina hoil. Once already they're accepting the story klape X, maybe they can accept it klape Y. If it's, in other words, rather than speak about the fact that we have over here an edus psula, we have a technicality, a technical issue of a dayan being mekabel such an edus. Namely, it would open a window for Rashi, at least on the level of a havamina, that we could have this din of hoil, we can have this din of migo. Again, the Rambam, it's also Havamina. It's in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It doesn't make it into the Mishnah Torah. Namely, the Mishnah Torah, when the Rambam formulated his maskanos, it didn't make it there. But Yitachein, that maybe this would help us understand the Havamina if we work off of that, the Rambam's formulation in the Sefer HaMitzvos.
I remember the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos first.
Yes.
How do we know that?
Because he says he did. in other words, first what he did, you know, in terms of order, the Rambam wanted to write a Mishnah Torah. So first he had to write a biur on the Mishnayos. So first he wrote the Perush of Mishnayos. As we know, he wrote it in Arabic. And then, in order to write a Mishnah Torah, like the Tur, he had to give a list of all of the mitzvos. And so...
It was a back-to-back work.
What?
It was a back-to-back work. I mean, the Perush of Mishnayos he wrote when he was a young... He was 20 years old.
Right.
So when he wrote the Sefer Mitzvos and the Chazaka, I thought that was like, considered almost...
He wrote also the Sefer Mitzvos in Arabic. And then, later, years later, he wrote the Mishnah Torah in Hebrew. But that was his magnum opus. So in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Torah, he brings a kitzur of the Sefer Mitzvos, just the list of the mitzvos. Doesn't go to all the details. It'd be mitzvah resh peizayin, again, that... Krovim Sulim Le'edus, right? Mashu Kazeth.
So what does he have that happens in that's what we should be
at. I don't know if that's what you're looking at, because, again, the formulation is the formulation that we find. Well, we can try. I have no problem of trying to.
It's not an issue. There's a steer then?
No, that would create a steer, no? But this steer, you could say it's not really steering, he just was closer. So if he has the same thing in this kitzer, then...
No, not necessarily, because the kitzer could have simply been... Okay, it's nishtahin nishtahir. Okay, resh pei zayin shlo yoid karov. Okay, he doesn't use the language of hakrovim psulim leedus. He doesn't use the language of hizir adayin milakabel edus hakrovim shlo yoid karov. No, okay, beseder. Okay, we solved that problem. Okay. We did practice this in advance. Okay, so, but the Yad Ramah did not view the Rambam as necessarily relating to Rashi, and so the Yad Ramah himself, how did he learn the sugya? So here, I began in the printout the Yad Ramah from his answers, V'ika. And there are those, the Matiba, who would understand this Havamina in the following context, Mishum deshavya anashe chaticha deisura. That the moment that he was mated, the moment that he testified, my wife was, in other words, ploni ba'al ishti, that my wife was a participant in an act of znut, whether this is true or whether this is not true, he basically stated to us that in his eyes, his wife is usur to him. Okay? And the Rambam is, and the Yad Ramah is assuming that the moment that we have a situation where a person's wife is usur to him, that, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara, breaks the kurva. That breaks their relationship, so then he would be ne'eman. It's like he's being made on a rachok. But, in other words, We'll try and understand where this came from. But in other words, that the problem over here is shavya nafshe chaticha di yisura. But then the Rama has the technical problem, aktat kate kasha, that then edus shetchilasa bepaslus v'sofa bekashrasi. Namely, that if we want to say that the hagodas ha'edus is the source of the fact that the wife is now usher on him, shavya nafshe, when he began the edus, before, in other words, when the Haggadah began, his wife was still his karov. When he finished the edus, that's when his wife became this rachak. In other words, that's tchilasa v'paslus, sofa v'kashrus, and that is considered to be psula. Now, it wouldn't help us. We want to have a havamina that perhaps he is that he would be, that this Eidus that he is saying would be kasher. But here, if it's built on Shavia Anashe, if it's built on the Haggadah begins with the fact that this is his wife and that she's a Krova. The Haggadah ends that she's Asura on him, and according to this possibility, that turns the Eidus into Eidus Kshera. But that won't work. It's too much built into the Eidus. Ella, just one second, Iiko lePirusha. So let's just take it back one step. Mishum deitzra ale, if you want to take this approach of Shavya Anashe, but that it should work, Hachi Iiko lePirusha. Let's just take this one step further. Mahu detema the havamin is Adam Karov Eitzel Ishtalo Amrinan, the Mishas Be'ila Itzra Alei. Lishi Taso, he saw this stranger being intimate with his wife. So from that point, from the time of the Re'iyah, he already views his wife as being forbidden on him. Vahavele Mishas Re'iyah Rachok Ligaba. And since he has broke, in other words, since we have this Iser, that he can no longer live with her, because once she is a once she's over in Lotinah, she is now Asura Labaal and she is Asura Laboel. So the Hava Amina is that then he would be Kasher LeEdus Kamash Malan. No, that doesn't break the Kurva. Whether she is permitted or forbidden doesn't break the Kurva. Kol Kama Delamistra Mine Begita. Until he gives her a get, karov have gaba. V'lav mishum palge b'dibura, it's tricha leila ashpinan, elahi gufa kamash malan. The adam karov etzel ishto afalpisha ne'esra alav, ula olam ki ahanilan, the palge b'dibura l'chiyuva d'boel hu da'ahanilan. Namely, that the havamin and the maskana relate to the question, when is a wife considered to be a karov to her husband? The Hava Amina is when she's permitted to her husband, she's a Krova. When she's forbidden, she is a Rechoka. Kamash Malan, that as long as they are technically married, whether she is halachically permitted or whether she is not halachically permitted, she's defined as a Krova. That's the issue over here in the Gemara. The Hava Amina of the Gemara don't revolve around the world of Pagin and Dibura. They revolve around the essence of a person's testifying on his wife. Is such a testimony valid or invalid? So the Hava Amina was, the testimony is invalid if she's muteret lo, if they can live as husband and wife. But if they can't live as husband and wife, then the Hava Amina is she's already a rechoka, and then the testimony is valid, and there's no need for palgin on dibura, kamash malan. No, that as long as they're married, the testimony is invalid, and the only reason that over here, ploni baal ishti works, is because of palgin on dibura. Okay? But the technical world has been worked out according to the Yad Ramah. But namely, that as opposed to that which he heard, Iko de Matile, that the Havamina is built on Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura, which takes place during the testimony, he moves up the point of Iser to the time of Ru'iyah. From the time that he saw his wife, she's already Aser. So this is Tchilaso. Bekashrus v'sofa bekashrus, that the entire time of the Eidus, there's no longer a relationship between them and the Eidus is kosher. But the question is, where did the Yad Ramah get this from? Where does Hava Amina come up from, that when you have a wife who is forbidden to her husband, that there is, that changes her status, she's no longer a karov. That the fact that she's Asuralo, she's no longer a Karov. L'chora, the Maskana, that she's a Karov as long as she's his wife, right? What defines her as a Karov is the Nisuin. And the Nisuin continues until the get. The fact that halachically she's Aser, what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? What does it have to do with the world of Psul Eidus? So here I sent you to a Sugya, right? The Sugya, let's look together. No. This is an alternative way of learning the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos, according to Yad Ramah, is off the radar screen. That doesn't make any sense at all. We should have a din of Hoyel, a din of Migo, that because the husband is believed on the stranger, he's believed on his wife. Who ever heard of such a thing? That's the Yad Ramah leaves that as a question. We wanted to give a direction of an answer within the world of the Rambam. That within the world of the Rambam, of the Perush HaMishnah, of the his formulation in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that would give us perhaps a little window to understand the Hava Amina, that since it's an issue of, not that the Haggadah is possible, but simply the Dayanim can't accept, maybe if they can accept it from another perspective, that he can accept it in this perspective as well. But the Yad Ramah didn't go that way. He rejected Rashi and Tosfos. And he found an Ikar. He found that there were those who wanted to link the Hava Amina with Shavya Nafshe. That, he felt, was crude. It just didn't work. It was Tchilaso Bekashrus V'Sofo, Tchilaso B'Psul V'Sofo Bekashrus. And so he refined it. That already the wife is usher to the husband, not because of the Haggadah, but because of the Re'iyah. And then we have over here an option of saying that perhaps he's kosher le'edus during the entire Haggadah. But the question is, since when does a wife's relationship depend upon whether she's muteret or asura? Yes?
Just on this point, why can't we understand Rashi? In other words, now that she's equal to anybody, in other words, she's not a karo anymore, so she's equal to anybody else. So now, just like she's usher to the chavera, she's also usher on the same level. In other words, instead of going backwards and saying, oh, now she's pater, you know, she's mutter to him, so you know we should also be mater the chavera. We could say no, everybody's on the same equal status in terms of being, in other words, according to this understanding, everybody's now in equal status in terms of being us, you know, in terms of being puzzled.
To fit that into Rashi, I think it would be very, very difficult. The language of Tosfos, Hava mina hocha de machmas migo mehemen lo hargo, mehemen lo harga, right? This is not a din, in other words, the Yad Ramah is not a din of migo. The Yad Ramah is not because he's ne'eman on the third party, he's ne'eman on his wife. The Yad Ramah holds his name on his wife, qua wife. In other words, that she is simply no longer his wife, halachically, in terms of the world of Eidos.
Does that mean the Hava Amina of the Yad Ramah would kill both?
Yeah, the Hava Amina of the Yad Ramah was that both would be killed.
So that part is somewhat Russian.
That, yes, but not for the same reason.
Not because of Amigo, just because.
Right. In other words, not for the same reason. Rashi and Tosfos deal with the Amigo. In other words, Hoyop and Mehemon, Migo de Mehemon, within the Yad Ramah there's no need for Amigo. So I sent you over to just check, really, from when is a woman considered to be a wife? We know that there are stages of marriage. There's Kedushin, what we call Erusin, and then there's Nisuin. When we speak about the psul of a husband to his wife, when does this hit in? When is she his wife? That these are halakos that are general. When does a husband inherit his wife? When does he eat the peros of nifs and magug? From when is there a chiyuv ksuva? All sorts of questions that when you have a process which has two stages, which stage clicks in terms of which area of halacha? So we have a statement of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Meid Adam Leishto Arusa, that it appears that a husband and a wife are not a husband and wife until Nisuin. During the Erusin, even though juridically, legally, she is an Eishes Ish, but there is no psul eidus. Amar Ravina, lo amron elo la'afuka mina, that the husband is ne'eman to in his arusa's detriment, to take money away from her. Avol li'iluyela lo mehemon, but that she should be gaining money, he wouldn't be ne'eman. Why distinguish? So over here, Rashi explains, because the psul is one of nogeya badavar. Namely, whatever comes in to the bank account of the arusa is going eventually to be the husband's. And so even though currently he doesn't benefit from it, but in a few months from now he's going to benefit from it. So he's not ne'eman because of a negiya. In other words, it's not a din of karov, it's a din of nogeya. That's what Ravina begins. And then the Gemara says, velohi. No, that's not correct. Loshna afuka, loshna iluya, lo mehemon. In other words, the Rabbi Bar Chana is incorrect totally. Rabbi Bar Chana said, Meid Adam Leishto. Ravina wanted to say he's ne'eman partially. The Gemara says, no, he's not ne'eman at all. Mai da'atech, why not? Kido amar Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei de'ula Ishto arusa lo onen v'lo metame lo v'chein hi lo onenet v'lo metame lo mesa en a yarsha mesu govek suvasa. In other words, what's going on over here? In all of these other halachos, in all of these other areas, she is not yet his wife in the area of Avelus, in the area of Tumas Meis, she's in the area of Yerusha, she's not yet his wife. So why over here in terms of Edus do we say she is his wife? So the Gemara says, Hasam b'she'ero tala rachmana, akati lav she'erohi, hacha mishem ikruve da'atahu, v'ha ikruve da'ata ligaba. And then, namely, that we have over here a Gemara distinguishing between two realms. There are those realms that are talui in intimacy, she'ero, and as long as she's an arusa and there is no intimacy, so there is no halachic connection. That's in terms of tumas meis, that's in terms of avelus, that's in terms of yerusha. However, the world of edus, we have a concept of karov. And karov doesn't only mean a relative, where we don't yet have that relationship, but karov means ikruve da'ata, that there is a tremendous affection of one to the other. And we just like we find in the Mishnah, that if a person has a best friend, that there is a psul edus. So over here, this woman is his best friend, ikruve da'ata, and that brings about the psul. And once we have such a psul, it's in both directions. It's not a question of nogea, that there is a monetary component over here. We're dealing over here with ikruve daita. He can't think straight when it comes to his wife. He's not objective when it comes to his wife. And that's enough to passel her, even when she's an arusa. Okay. Taking this Gemara, what over here would be the havamina and the maskana of the Gemara by us?
According to the Yad Rama, right?
According to the
Yad Rama. That since he saw her sleeping...
What are we talking about in our Gemara? An Arusa or an Asua? Even an Asua, right? Kloni bo al ishti, right? Right, we're even talking about an Asua. But the Gemara is talking about an Arusa. But what's the, in other words, again, what's the Havamina? That perhaps not only by an Arusa, but...
By an Asua also, when he sleeps or sleep around, and there's no Ikruve Daita anymore.
No, the starter. What makes a woman as? Why is a husband puzzled to be made on his wife?
Not because of regular.
Right. So to take the havamina is the same psul of ikruve daita that works by a arusa. That's the source of the psul of a husband to his wife. When we're dealing with the world of Yerusha and the world of Avelus, that's totally in she'er. She'er comes in when you become a formal wife, not when you're an arusa. But maybe the whole world of edus is a totally different set of parameters. Maybe it's totally in ikruve daita, not only by the arusa, also by ishto. And then if we have a situation where she's forbidden to him because of what he saw, that destroys the ikruve daita. And then he would be made neeman to be meid. Kamash malan what? What's no?
She'era.
That in Achinami, by Arusa, that's the sugya. He's not going against the sugya. The sugya is by Arusa. Arusa really has nothing to do with She'era, nothing to do with Karov. It's a din of Ikruve Daita. But by a Nesua, that's already a din of She'era. They're already Nesu. In other words, in the world of Eidus, Eidus is similar by Ishto to Yerusha, to Avelus, to Tumas Meis. That already we have a din of karov. This is a din of karov. And so my nafkamina, whether she's permitted or she's forbidden, she is defined as a krova until there's a get. In other words, that the havamina is we take the Gemara of Arusa and apply it even to a nesua. And the maskana is no. And then it fits very nicely into the language of the Gemara, right? That mahu detema, the havamina would be that onam korov etzel atzma amrinan etzel ishto lo amrinan under these conditions, right? That a person is always korov to himself. A person always loves himself. That's the Torah says yahavta reyacha kamocha. The axiom is a person loves himself. That's where you start off from. So a person by himself always loves himself under all circumstances. But maybe by Ishto, the moment she's Asura, this longer Kruvei Daita, Maskana, who cares? That's not a relevant factor. We have a din of Sheira. We have an objective psul in terms of marriage. Okay? That's very nice. So, yeah?
It doesn't seem like such a far-fetched Amina still.
Why is it far-fetched? We have a Gemara that applies that to Arusa. It's
right.
A question.
Okay.
Yeah.
But once you're married, why would anybody ever have a Havamina that, oh, because now like she did something that it'll be the same way as that? You're married.
It's
a technical thing.
But what distinguishes Nisuin from Erusin is the Heter Labala. Namely, what is the intimacy? And Isha Arusa is also married, but she's not allowed to touch her husband. Husband's not allowed to touch her. There's no physical connection between them. That's the Nisuin brings about the physical connection. So maybe if there's no physical connection, she goes back to the equivalent of being an Arusa. Arusa also requires a get. Right? Arusa also is legally, she's married. Na'ara Murasa, she's a married woman. Copy another person, she's a married woman. But the Cholzot, by Arusa, we say that she's not yet She'er. She is still, only it's a Kruvei Daita. So maybe we'd say that in the world of marriage, you can revert to the level of Arusa. A woman who is Aser on her husband, so she returns to the level of Arusa. Legally, they're married, but perhaps maybe it would be relevant also to the world of, you know, where it's of Onein, etc. Halacha, we don't pass in that. I'm just saying, as a Havamina, I think it certainly is a very powerful Havamina, and I wanted to suggest to you that maybe this would help explain an anomaly in the Rambam, and that's the way the Gra really understands the anomaly in the Rambam. If we move over to the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, we find two halachos back to back. One halacha is Ha'ishim Ishto, Rishon Berishon. The kurva of a husband to his wife is considered to be that of the first degree. Lefikach, since it's so, Eino Meyed, not only for her, Ela Libna, from a different marriage, Le'eshet Bina, Lebita, Leba'al Bita, Le'aviha, Le'ima, Ba'al Ima, Eshet Aviha, namely the whole circle of her krovim, also we have an extended psul. Okay? However, Ishto Arusa, Af al pishelo nigmara ha'ishus, harehi kenesua le'inyan edus. This is the sugyan of kafches amid beis. That even though she has not yet entered into a total nisuim, but we have a psul edus. That's the bottom line of the Gemara. That lo mehemen, lo le'iluya, velo le'afuka, lo shna. She's, in other words, we have a psul edus. However, v'medra amurim, ba'arusato atzma she'en omeyed la. Avolim heyed lekrovei arusato ba'alachot bna bita kiyote ben ein poslen otach yisaena. Namely, that if a person is mu'uras, I don't want to use the word engaged because it gives it the wrong connotation, but a person is mu'uras to a woman, he can be made for his mother-in-law to be, because she's still a mother-in-law to be, even though this is halachically his wife, but it's not yet his mother-in-law. So the question is, why? Why when they're married is he possible to the mother-in-law? And why when they are me'urasim? Why when there's nisuim do we have the extension here? No?
No, go ahead.
Yeah?
I just have a question.
Okay, yes.
So we have a default that she isn't a karo. And since we have kirvei das, by the me'uraset, the nara me'uraset, so we're able to remove her from that, but it's only her, because it's kirvei.
Exactly, that these are two different psulim. The psul to the arusa is that of ikruvei daita. The psul to the nesua is that of she'er. The psul of she'er is a karov. That's an objective status. That can only be removed via gerushin. And once we have that objective status, whether she's muteret or the maskan of the gemara bayos, muteret asura, so she's a krova. So when you have a karov of rishon berishon, we have the extended reach as well. However, by the arusa, there it's a totally different halacha of ikruvei daita. And that's a personal matter. He loves his wife, doesn't mean he loves his mother-in-law. And as such, you know, where it would be limited to the arusa, and not that that's the gra. Bir ha'gor and choshe mishpa, where this is brought, the ain pasul rak la, mishum ekruve daita, sham b'gemara. But again, but the hat, this Rambam is aliba the maskana. Aliba the havamina of our gemara, according to the Adramah, the havamina was that even by a nesua, It would only be la, and not to her extended family. Kamash malan, that the nesua is not a din of ekruve daita, it's a din of karov. Right? You know, so it fits very beautifully. In other words, someone may say, isn't the gra pashut? So it's very fascinating. If you look into the other mefarshim, they interpret these halachos differently. Now, within the world of the Yad Ramah, the gra is pashut. Right, that we have Obi Rehavamin and a Maskana, the Ramah is according to the Maskana. But all of this is within the view of the Yad Ramah, of the issues of Ikruve Daita, in other words, relative to the world of Karov. Okay? Okay, that's the easy part. Then the Yad Ramah continues with another direction, which is a totally different direction. V'ika man deparish. The Ikamanda Parish, where you have the little star and the half moon, like the Islamic mask, and then the two dots, the Ikamanda Parish.
Can I just ask?
I'm sorry, yes.
On the last point, I'm sorry.
Sure, I'm sorry.
Is an Arusa's mother still considered She'er in terms of, like, once he's engaged, is she still considered She'er if she had relations with his potential mother-in-law? Is that share on that level? Is this only with regards to Edus, or is this across the board? She's not on the level of share.
In terms, every realm has its own formulation. In terms of Edus, so when you have an Arusa, we have a Kruvei Daita. When you have Nesua, we have a Karov. Uh-huh. When we're dealing with the world of Avelus, so... in the world of Arusa, there's nothing.
Okay. What about in terms of Ishus Ish, or not Ishus Ish?
In terms of Ishus Ish, in terms of the world of Arayos, so Arusa is equivalent of the Sua. In other words, every realm, you have to check what are we building off of.
Okay.
V'ika d'man d'mefarish, ma'ika mashmalan, afa gav d'lo mehemen gabi isesei mehemen l'gabi chavrei, Hainu kamaisa derava. In other words, even moving over to, in other words, going back to the sugi asked, what over here is the chiddush? Pagidin debura, we already saw. Da'afagav dolo mehem legabe nafshe, mehem legabe chavre. Umehadrinan, what's the havamina? Ma'u detema adam korav etzel atzmo amrinan. Klomar. Adam de'ene atzmo korav hu nechshav etzel atzmo. That everyone knows, everyone is aware that an individual, Klape himself, is considered to be a karov, is considered to be, has a lack of objectivity. V'yodeh, everyone knows, she'en karov pasul kasher lohayid al karovo. Everyone knows that a person is pasul to be meyid on those people to whom he lacks objectivity. Could be his brother, could be his son, could be himself. That everyone knows. Va'af al pi she'amar ploni ravani lirva'o liritzono. So even though this person included himself in the edus on the Testament base against, he wants to be made on ploni who was a sodomizer, and he put himself into the picture as being a willing partner. Lonis kaven lahayid atzmo. He never had kavana to be a formal aid on himself. Hare yodea shekarav hu etzel atzmo. You know, he realizes that would be Edus Psula, would mess up everything. Namely, his whole purpose is to persecute the perpetrator. What about what he said about himself? He never meant it as Edus, and that would mess up the original Edus. Ella kesicha ba'alma chashiv lei. He just was shooting the breeze. He was just talking. He was just telling, in other words, that in his testimony, part of it was formal testimony, and part of it was a chat. And that's the concept of palginan dibura. Palginan dibura, we take that which was meant as formal testimony seriously, and the chat we simply delete. There's static, okay? We delete the static. How do we know what's formal and what's not formal? That which he knows is going to be accepted, that's the formal testimony. That which he is obviously aware of, that it's not going to be Eidus, because he's not Neman in himself, that's chatting. So in the course of his Eidus, we have this chatting. And that's the concept of Palginan Dibura. And so this chat, which is totally irrelevant, we're going to delete, and therefore Mehemen Legabe Chaveiro. However, we move over to the story of the wife, Ploni Bo Al Ishti, Avo Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinan. The Hava Amina is, Av Agav Ledidan, even though to us, as objective observers, we're sitting in the courtroom. To us, Pshitalon de Ein Adam Ne'eman Lohoid Al Ishto, we know that this is not going to be valid testimony. Ihu, he, the husband, mihas lo chashiv nafshei karov eitzel ishto, mishum de beishus talya milsa viboi megarishla va'azla kurva mine. It could very well be that this person is not aware that he's not neman on his wife, because he views his wife as a temporary relationship, right? In other words, he's not thrilled with his wife who betrayed him. He, in his mind, is planning on divorcing her. And so he views it that he's Ne'eman not only on the Noeth, he's also Ne'eman on this woman who currently is his wife, but he has no feelings towards any longer, and he doesn't view her as his wife, and so he views it that he's Ne'eman on her as well. V'hai gavra ki amar ploni bo alishti, and when he made this testimony that I saw so-and-so intimate with my wife, he really had kavana on both. And so the havamina in the Gemara is, maybe we toss it all out of court. In other words, pumfakert of Rashi, pumfakert of his first parish. The havamina over here is that we throw the whole thing out of court, because we'd say, maybe he really has kavana to be meyed on her. He knows that when he's meyed on himself, that's chatting. But when he's meyed on her, maybe he really has kavana to be meyed, and then we'd say, Eidu Shabbatla Miktsasa Batla Kula, Kamash Malan, De Palginan Dibura. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, even here we say Palginan Dibura, Af Agav Delo Mehem and Legabe Ishto Mahamen Aboel. That we're going to divide the two. Kishem she'adam karov etzel atzvo, kaf adam karov etzel ishto. Namely, that this havamina, that he thought that his relationship with this wife is temporary one, and he's kasher le'edus, because he's planning to divorce her, and there's no din of kurva, that was a havamina. The maskana is that he knows that this is his wife, and she's going to be his wife through thick and thin until he divorces her, and that were he to be machaving to that Eidus against his wife, it would knock off everything. And so just like by himself, it's a chat. By her also, it's a chat. The Hava Amina was that maybe he meant it as Eidus. Kamash Malan, he meant it as a chat. Lo l'chiyuvei l'didah ka'asi, elo l'chiyuvei d'ba'al ka'asi. Okay? That this is what the Gemara means, that we have over here two types of testimony. We have formal testimony, and we have chatting. And how do we know which is formal and which is chatting? It's totally what's going on in his mind. If he thinks it'll work, that's formal testimony. If he knows it's not going to work, that's chatting. How do we view his testimony copy himself? Certainly chatting. How do we view his testimony copy his wife? Hava mina, it's real. He means it as formal testimony. Kamash malan, that it's chatting. That's according to the second perush of the Rama, that we have over here these two worlds. These two worlds of testimony, and the difference between what we'll call Eidus Psula and what, for lack of a better term, even though the Yad Rama describes it, let's call it a lack of Eidus. There's invalid Eidus and there's a lack of Eidus. Invalid Eidus is a mess. Invalid Eidus, Eidus Psula, is not only going to knock off itself, it's got to knock off everything else, which is said, Toch Kedei Dibur. Eidus Shabbat L'Miktsasa Batla Kula. But there's also a non-Eidus. a lack of edus, chisaron edus, and that's chet, and that's not going to impact at all on the edus. What determines whether something is invalid edus or lack of edus? What's going on in the person's head, his kavana. When he intends to give formal testimony, that's edus. And when he doesn't, that's not edus. So a person can intend to give pasul edus, and that'll mess up everything. But if he intends it as chat, it won't mess up anything. So the hava amina was he intended this pasul edus as edus, and that would mess up everything. Kamash malan, no, he knows that it would be pasul edus, and so he doesn't intend it as edus. It's a chisaron edus. It's a lack of edus. It's a non-edus. And that is chat and is not going to mess up anything. Okay? Very, very fascinating. Where did the Yad Ramah pull this out of his hat? Who, you know, so is there anyone else who goes in a parallel direction? Not the same, but parallel direction? So here we come to the Raivid. What the Raivid does with his own brilliance is objectify that which the Yad Ramah left as subjective. Namely, deals with the same two categories, invalid edus and non-edus. Edus psula and a lack of edus. Same two categories, but says it's not totally the person's head. Person can't define for us, oh, I was just chatting. Right? I never meant that. We don't look into a person's kavana. What do we look at? At the degree of the relationship that we are talking about. That we have two types of psulei edus. One of them is a karov, and the other one is, let's see in the right. Okay? So, I have this page somewhere. Okay. Haravid zal kosav tshuvasa. Kosav tshuvasa. You have it? Shekol edus shebatla miktsasa machmas psul kurva batla kula v'lo palginan dibura. That we have a rule. V'chol haTorah kula edus shebatla miktsasa batla kula. Rava in the world of palginan dibura never meant to go against this rule. D'ha lo palig b'hu rachmana, because we see in the Mishnah in Makos. Mashnayim nimtzecha mikarav apostle edusam betela afshlosha. This is a bit of a jump. Here we're talking about people. We're saying that if we have a group of people who came as witnesses and one of those is batel, they're all knocked off. So from this, the Ravid understands, alma lo paginan edusam. In the world of edus, whether we're talking about the bodies of the edim or we're talking about the haggadah, the moment we have somewhere a psul, it knocks out everything. One eid pasul can knock out three eidim ksherim. One haggadah psula can knock out a haggadah kshera. However, there's another principle. V'ha da'amar adam korv eitzel atzmo ve'ein mesim atzmo rasha. The fact that we have Rava telling us paginan dibura, that we don't accept the testimony that someone testifies about himself, Hainu dafka kishemeyed al atzma. There's a tremendous difference between being meyed on a karov and being meyed al atzmo. When you are meyed on a karov, that's edus psula, as we saw in the Rambam. That's edus psula. Meyed on a karov is an invalid testimony. When you are meyed on yourself, what is that? A non-testimony. That's a non-testimony. It doesn't get off the ground at all. Ein ze edus klal, ela kamisha eino damya. It's as though it doesn't exist. She'ein adam nikra la'atzmo eid pasul, kidei she'nomar edus shebatla miktasa batla kula. That this, it's not an edus psula, it's a non-edus. V'damya laha damar la'el, parallel to the Gemara that pointed out, b'mekayim eidavar hakasuv midaber, that the fact that we have a victim and a perpetrator, that we have Balei Davar, they don't impact on Nimtza Echem and Karav Apostle. Nimtza Echem and Karav Apostle is within the Edim, not within the Balei Davar. So also, there's a difference between being made on a Karov, that's Edus Psula, and being made on yourself, that means you're a Baal Davar. A Baal Davar is not pasul le'edus, a bal davar is a non-edus. The kihechi, the nimtza echa min ha'edim karav apasul edusam betela, ha'chinami the Gemara asks, shenimtza mehen karav apasul hare miktas edus, I mean, ha'chinami, just as we say that in the bodies of edim, one rotten apple will knock off all of them, ha'chinami kishenimtza echa mehem, so also within the Haggadah, if part of the Haggadah is on a karov, that's going to knock off the entire edus. Just as when the baldavar is not considered to be a rotten apple, he's not an aid, he's a baldavar. So in terms of the content of the Haggadah, when the content of the Haggadah is on the Baal Dovar, ve'al acher, b'chal ein anikori, b'wede shabbat l'miktsas abat l'kula. This is an edus and a non-edus. An edus and a non-edus, we don't say edus shabbat l'miktsas abat l'kula, she'en alav shem eid klal. U'muchach kidvar perakamad de Sanhedrin, and now the rabbi comes to our Gemara, damar ploni ba'al ishti hu v'acher mitztarfim l'horga avalo l'horga. The Gemara asks Pshita, what's the chiddush? Salka daita chamina adam korv eitzel atzma amrinan eitzel ishtalo amrinan kamash malan. What's the havamina mean? Perush. Salka daita, I would have a havamina. Ein adam korv kokach eitzel ishto shalotahe edus shumeir ole edus psula vilevato kola edus mishin de batla miktsasa batla kula. The havamina is the relationship of a husband to a wife, is the relationship of a person to a korv. The same relationship as he has to his son, to his daughter, to his father, to his mother. And then, in the same edus, if you have edus karov and edus rachok, edus shabbat l'miktas shabbat l'kula. That's the havamina. Kamash malan, no. A wife is not a karov. Ishto kegufo, a wife is himself. It's the baal davar. It's the non-edus. It doesn't get off the ground. Ein ze edus klal. And therefore, palginan diburak, palginan begufo. In other words, what the Raiva does is take these same two categories as the Yad Rama, the chat and the edus, the edus psula and the non-edus, and he says, rather than viewing it subjective in terms of what the person intends, we view it objectively. The non-edus only applies to a baal davar, to himself. And the edus psula applies to a karov. What about a wife? Is she a karov or is she himself? That's the havamina and the maskana. The havamina is a wife is a karov. Kamash malan, ishto kegufo ve'enzo edus klal. Okay? Got it so far? Fine? Okay, wonderful. So this then is the concept of the Ravid. Tell me, does the Rambam agree with the Ravid? In term, again, the Ravid says we have these two categories. You have a category of a baal davar, when you are made on yourself, that is a non-edus. It doesn't get off the ground. It's chat. And when we're dealing with a karov, that is an edus psula. And a wife, maskan of the Gemara, is which? Is a non-edus or the edus of the karov to be made on one's wife? The maskan of the Gemara.
I'm sorry,
non-edus. Does the Rambam agree that a wife is a non-edus?
No.
No, the Rambam says black on white. Who is the wife?
Rishon
Berishon. The wife is a karov. Okay, in other words, so the Rambam theoretically could only be Ad Ramah, that we have a subjective non-karov, but we don't have an objective non-karov that would include a wife. The wife is part of the world of krovim. The wife is part of the world of krovim. Okay? What would you say, let me ask you, according to the Ravid, could we distinguish between an Arusa, perhaps, and a Nesua?
Yeah.
Yeah. That we could say that, not the same way, not like the Yad Rama, we could say that an Arusa is a Krova, and a Nesua is Ishko Kegufo. Right? That makes sense. That we could say that. That would be a possibility, according to the Ravid. And therefore, theoretically, we could say, maybe on a wife, when she's already a Nesua, we would say, Ishto Kegufo, and Palgina Dibura. But in Arusa, we would say, Edesh Batla Miksasa Batla Kula. I'm just pointing out that the moment we're dealing with objective categories, so the Raiva distinguishes between a wife as opposed to relatives. But according to what we saw, even within the wife, yitachen that there are two different realms. That there may be a wife who would be a relative and a wife of Ishto Kegufa. Maybe the world of Ishto Kegufa only hits in by a Nesua, not by an Arusa. It's an open question. When we say that, let's say that the Achronim say that one of the reasons a wife doesn't, according to those who have a minhag, that a wife doesn't light a Chanukiah. Why shouldn't a wife light a Chanukiah? Women are chayav in their Chanukah. So some of the Achronim use the formulation, Ishto Kegufa. Maybe that would only apply to a Nesua as opposed to an Arusa. That's, we don't know exactly how far it was intended. Tov. Beseder? Any questions? Okay. Did you get to the next sugya? Yeah? Okay, so let's begin. What? The Gemara and Rashi. Okay, fine. That's enough to begin with. Beseder. The next sugya. Okay, well, we're going to have... We'll go back to the Yudim and Aleph. Now we're going to have two sugyas that are back-to-back. One of them is going to return us to the world of Mamon Lazeh, Nefashos Lazeh. And the other one is going to return us to the sugya of Adam Karov, Eitzratzmo, and Pagin and Dibura. Okay, and the question is going to be, what is the Chiddush in each sugya? Okay? So let me just hand out a few. This is it. Okay, so what I did was I put these two sugyas down as number one and number two. Even though number two comes first and number one comes second, but it may be easier for you simply psychologically just to skip a few lines of the Gemara that Michael learned and continue into the Amar Rava Ploni Rava Shori. We have the same question of Pagin and Debura, Adam Karveitzel Atzmo, Adam Karveitzel Mamono. What exactly is the Havamina and the Maskana of the Sugya? So in number one, you know, it's again, which means to skip a few lines of Gemara and then learn to do that, we'll see Rashi. Tosfos is not here by us because he wrote it in Baba Kama. So in Baba Kama, on Daf Mem Alfin Beis, at the end of Dibra Maska Alpi, he relates to Hadamin B'Sanhedrin in our Gemara. The Ravid is the continuity. We left off in the Ravid about four lines from the bottom of the Ravid. That's where he discusses this next Gemara. There's also a Ravid on the Rambam. Okay, so see that in Hilchos Eidus. And see the Yad Rama al Atar. And again, what we're going to see is Rashi Tosos, the Ravid, have to deal with moving. We move from a person to his wife, and then from his wife to his shore. And what exactly isn't, you know, like, what's the chiddush, etc. Rashi and Tosfos are going to have to deal with it in their direction, the Yad Rama in his direction, the Ravid in his direction. Just to complete the concept of Adam Karov, of Pagin and Dibura, I send you to one more Rambam and Ravid. If you want to, you can hold off on that. Put it at the end of the Mar Makomos, there's Reb Chaim on it, etc. Just to complete Palgin and Dibura, we're not going to return to it in Sanhedrin until you do a Chazara on what we're learning currently. And then to fill in those lines that we were missing. And that returns to Mamon Lazeh, Unafashos Lazeh. Rashi again is by us. Tosfos is back in Ksuvos. It's that same Tosfos that you already saw, Mamon Lazeh, Unafashos Lazeh, with the Riva, Rabbein Otam, etc. But we sort of mushed over one line that we weren't into, about where Tosfos quoted the Gemara in Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Now that we're going to see that Gemara, how does Tosfos learn? So you're going to see that Tosfos has certain texts, in the margin of your Gemara, you're going to have a corrected text of the Maharsha, and look in the Maharam Shif, and he likes the original text. And what's going on over here? And then so see the Yad Ramah by us, see the Meiri by us, and also Alatar Rabbeinu Chananel. We haven't used him that often recently. Where Rabbeinu Chananel over here is a totally different perush than Rashi, Tosfos, Yad Ramah, Meiri, a totally different direction. And to understand what the issue is, I send you to an Or Sameach in Hilchos Ishus. Okay? So that will bring us down to the two dots in Mirtz Hashem, at which point we'll return to the Mishnah. Right? And then we moved over into Knas, Kefil Dalat Vehei, and now we're returning to the Mishnah in terms of Makos Bishlosha. Okay? And so that will move us into a totally different area. That'll take us to the top of Yud Amud Beis, and then we'll move over into Ibur Hashana B'Shalosha. In other words, we'll keep going, Emir Tz Hashem, through the Mishnah. I mentioned to you that Rabbi Noshana had a Havamina going to the third Perek, but I think that we'll continue Emir Tz Hashem in the first Perek, okay? It's also very beautiful Gemaras. Last night there was someone at my house who's visiting from YU, and he's in Chabura there, and I asked him what is they're doing there, continuing the first parak as well. Okay, so we'll continue in the first. He said every Rosh Yeshiva YU is doing a different parak anyway, but he's not in a shir, he's just learning with the Chabura. So they're just continuing. I think that's also what we'll do. Okay, v'hatzlacha, have a chodesh tov.
Thank you.